What if your spouse found out that your little white lie to them was a white lie? Today I'm talking about You Hurt My Feelings. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I am talking about You Hurt My Feelings, which is a recent comedy drama featuring Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and I think it's fantastic for reasons I'll get into shortly. It's available currently on Canopy if you have, on Canopy and Hoopla if you have library access, and I think it's also on Showtime at the moment. So, without further ado, let's get started. A lot of adult life feels like it's based around polite lying. For instance, if a coworker asks how your day is going, you will probably give them a polite two-syllable response like, doing all right, instead of diving into how you're fending off existential dread on a moment-to-moment basis. You hate your job and think the person who just asked how your day was is a colossal jackass. It's the undercurrent of why liar liar works, because there's part of you that wants to abandon the bullshit and lay it all out. Of course, that wouldn't spare your coworkers' feelings and just might get you fired, so it's easy to see why people don't do that. Same goes for married people who may provide a white lie to their spouse to spare their ego. But what if your spouse heard you admit that you lied? That's the premise for today's charming indie movie, You Hurt My Feelings. Julia Louis-Dreyfus plays Beth, a literature teacher and novelist who's having a tough time getting her latest book published. A tough time that only gets worse when she overhears her husband bad-mouthing her latest manuscript to a friend. Now Beth and her husband Don will have to confront the series of white lies they've told each other for years and how they could upend their marriage. So, I really enjoyed this for a whole host of reasons, but if there's one big reason, it's because it's a grounded yet silly movie for adults. Within recent memory, there's a lot of material aimed at folks over 35 that are either by-the-numbers dramas on network television, sitcoms, or intense prestige dramas on basic cable or your local streaming service. In short, there doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of movies poking fun at the foibles of adulthood that isn't also making sex jokes or showing someone going through a full-blown breakdown. This is a small crisis for a married couple that has encountered them before and will likely encounter them again. Another big reason I like this movie is that it takes pains to show things from both spouses' perspectives. Louis-Dreyfus's Beth is clearly in the midst of a confidence crisis. Her last book didn't do so well, she's not feeling great about her teaching gig, and she's worried about her son, who is working at a local dispensary and is perhaps a bit too taken in by his current girlfriend. And her literary agent doesn't like her manuscript. So it's easy to understand both why overhearing her husband is so devastating and also why her husband would tell this white lie. Then we flip over to Tobias Menzies' Don, and we see that he's having trouble of his own. In particular, he's gotten less proactive in his psychiatry practice and isn't providing the forceful kind of guidance his patients may need. So much so that he's forgetting what their issues are and is beginning to wonder whether or not he's bad at his job. So of course, this guy gives his wife, who's struggling, the vote of confidence. The main idea this movie is pushing is that there's nuance to providing unconditional support for your spouse, and sometimes it's better and easier to tell a white lie to keep them going versus tearing their world down. Also, that you need to figure out what works for you as a person, since some people need a certain degree of honesty to keep them on track or motivated. There's a strong foundation for a solid adult comedy here that's only amplified by the actors, who all feel handpicked for their roles. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is obviously an awkward comedy legend at this point, and is so good at capturing upper-middle-class angst and anxiety, and the rest of the cast are perfectly suited to either match her energy, for instance another strong supporting role from Michaela Watkins, or provide a contrast, Owen Teague's laid-back energy as her son. Same goes for a suitably laid-back performance from Tobias Menzies, and Amber Tamblyn and David Cross doing what feels like a sketch about their own couples therapy as Don's go-to clients who become a bit frustrated with him. It all feels grounded and funny in genuine ways. That, combined with Nicole Holofcerfen's naturalistic direction, not a lot of hard cuts to emphasize jokes, makes all this feel like a funny series of events you could tell some friends about, and I mean that as a compliment. The verdict is, it's simple and smart. Though its premise could be played up, You Hurt My Feelings' mature angle and laid-back approach helps it go down smooth. 8 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.